This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During a Q&A session at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump questions likely Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris's racial identity.
She was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is...
I think somebody should look into that, too.
At a black sorority event in Houston tonight, VP Harris responded a short time ago.
It was the same old show, the divisiveness and the disrespect. And let me just say, the American people deserve better.
Trump is campaigning in Pennsylvania tonight, his first visit there since the assassination attempt earlier this month. The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, accused of plotting the September 11th attacks, has agreed to a plea deal along with two others. It would spare them the death penalty. Terry Strada is the 9/11 Families United National Chair.
I am appalled at the plea agreement that was announced today. It was a gut punch. I wasn't expecting it, and I'm not happy about it at all.
The three men have been in custody for over 20 years. The White House believes a Mideast peace deal is still possible, despite reports that Hamas's top political leader has been killed in Iran. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the complicated situation in the region certainly has not gotten any easier.
I think it's too soon to know what any of these reported events could mean for the ceasefire deal.
Newly released recordings reveal more about the killing of Sonia Massey in her home by Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. CBS News Chicago's Charlie DeMar reports.
911 calls and dispatch audio are giving the fullest look yet at what happened to Sonia Massey. Records appear to show she was experiencing a prolonged mental health episode. Her mother, Donna, called for help.
The mental people tell me to call 911.
That was at 9:09 a.m., 16 hours before she was shot. Massey herself called 911 just before 1 p.m. and called again early the next morning.
It sounds like somebody was banging on the side of my house. I don't know. Could y'all come and see?
Katie Ledecky has tied one of the swimming's most impressive records. The 27-year-old American swimmer brought home more Olympic gold with a dominating victory in the 1,500-meter freestyle. CBS's Dana Jacobson in Paris.
For Katie Ledecky, it's her eighth gold here at the for the Olympic Games that she's been in. It's her 12th overall medal, so she is now tied with Jenny Thompson for the most medals for an American woman at the Olympics.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America NA.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
An R&B star is taking his act to the big screen.
Fresh off the release of his first solo studio album in 8 years and the Super Bowl halftime show, Usher is following in the footsteps of Taylor Swift and Beyoncé and releasing a concert movie. Rendezvous in Paris was filmed during his 8-show run during Paris Fashion Week. Usher launches a tour in Atlanta in 2 weeks. His movie will hit theaters September 12th through the 15th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Boeing names its next CEO while posting a quarterly loss of more than $1.4 billion. The plane maker says Kelly Ortberg will receive a long-term incentive award targeted at $17.5 million, an annual base salary of $1.5 million, an annual incentive award target of $3 million, and a $1.25 million cash payment in December. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Warm and muggy with a low near 70. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the low 80s. More storms Thursday night, then clearing out by Friday afternoon. Right now it's 80.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he
bitch like me. Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies. Shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
Now, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number three, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month, but by carrying a balance, you're also gonna be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Baby does the hanky panky.
baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
Proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's
hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
Down. bleed your soul. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bottle of baby? Just to let me down.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Running and hiding all over town. You got
are the perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer, gummied up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Nobody can do the
hey!
Like I do. 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 N
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Feds announced a development involving some 9/11 attackers. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Pentagon says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the attack have agreed to plead guilty. They're expected to enter the pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The New York Times reports the three agreed to the guilty pleas on the condition that they be spared the risk of the death penalty. But Loyola law professor